Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, Seepler City, and welcome to another edition of The Seepler. I am Andy Bond, and with me, as always, is the man they call Liam Dunn.
Are you ready?
Why are you getting so close? I like my personal space!
Do you know what time it is?
Play it! What was that?
Play it.
Play it?
Yeah. Play it. It's going to get riddles. Oh, it's been a while. Oh, it's been a while. I'm back in control of the riddle streak. Something that Andy clearly doesn't enjoy. Are you ready for your next riddle? One of your finals. Don't forget we're now in the month of November.
Oh, God. How many? This is impossible, isn't it?
No, you're at what? 100 and... I don't know. 100 to 109, I think, or 110. You've got a chance.
Okay.
Are you ready?
So if I fuck this up, basically, that's it.
Now, because Andy is now deciding to do the show in my room to try and limit the potential of having
a
riddle...
No, I just can't be asked to send my own finals over.
Brilliant. So because of that, it's been very difficult for me to do a riddle.
So do you want me to go over there?
No, I wrote it down before the start of the show.
Huzzah! I have a notepad myself.
Okay. It was weird having to resort to pen and paper. But anyway, I'm sure M. Gunter will let you know if you want to skip this or put the timestamp in the comments. Thanks for doing our job.
We won't do this again after this year, we promise.
Andy, are you ready?
No.
Which vehicle...
Yeah.
Is spelled the same forwards and backwards.
Spelled the same forwards or backwards?
Yeah.
So you mean like back to front or what?
However you think.
Okay, I'm gonna write things
this
down.
This is a riddle, don't forget.
Van, no. Car, no.
Are you just going down writing?
Yes! Spelled the same going forwards and backwards.
Spelled the same going forwards and backwards, yes. Is that a palindrome? I think that's what it's called. It's a palindrome, I think.
What the hell's a palindrome?
I only got a C in GCSE English, so I don't fucking know. At least I know what a palindrome is.
Van, no. Car, no. Bike, no.
Think more logically. You're just going to be wasting time.
Logically. So forwards and backwards. Spelt the same.
This is an easy one!
Spelt forwards and backwards.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to pressure you for it.
Yeah, but I don't get it.
What do you mean?
Forwards and backwards. Do you mean like literally driving forwards or backwards or spelt forwards and backwards? I don't know what you mean!
Right, I'll give you the riddle one more time.
That doesn't help.
If I give you the riddle one more time, I've got to have an answer.
Can I have a hint?
You've got three shots.
Can I have a hint?
It's too easy of a
it's
of a
not easy. If you're me, this is not simple.
Just listen, right?
I fucking hate these.
Which
things.
Vehicle is spelled the same forwards and backwards? I'm going to have to pressure you for an answer. You've got three shots.
Which vehicle is spelled the same forwards and backwards?
Yeah. I'm going to have to pressure you for an answer. 10, 9, 8.
Is that, like... For four, three of them you're counting down to?
No, you've got to give me an answer in 10 seconds.
And then another 10 seconds and then...
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Otherwise you fail.
Wait,
right,
wait,
10.
Forwards and backwards.
9. 8. So we're going to be here all night. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right, you've lost that shot. You're down to 2 shots.
No, wait! I thought you meant I
well, you were not answering.
Well,
I went to 1.
I thought you meant the way you explained it was I thought on 0. I have to say a word. Okay.
All right. 0.
Car.
Car.
Yeah.
You want to spell car for me?
C-A-R.
Right. Spell it backwards.
I see.
Is that the same? 10, 9, 8.
Bike.
7, 6. Bicycle. 5. 4, 3, 2, 1. Answer.
Van.
Van. Right. Spell van.
It's wrong. I know it's wrong. I'm a fucking idiot. All
10.
Right. Wait. Wait. Five. Wait. Wait. tram. No, that's not it. I'm thinking out loud. Tram. No.
Ten. Nine. Eight. Seven.
Bike. No.
Six.
Fucking idiot.
Five. Four.
Walk.
Three.
Hike.
Two.
Cycle.
One. I need an answer. Final answer. Final answer. Otherwise, I'm disqualifying you. Do you give up? Do you
give up?
Train. 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 Spell train for me.
T-R-I-N.
Spell it backwards.
N-A-I-N.
Is that the same? Mirage. Mirage. What is that?
It's a backwards train. I mean,
it's not right.
What's the actual thing then?
The answer
is
race car. Spell it. Spell race car.
Okay. F U C K Y O U. What's that spell? What?
Add it to the lost board.
So now, without statistics, you stand this language. Statistically, it's fucking impossible for me to win this now.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean not necessarily? There's not enough weeks in the fucking year now. What do you mean, not necessary? You gotta give me 100 points for no reason?
Hey, you never know. We might have another bet going on at some point. But no, the answer is indeed race car. R-A-C-E-C-A-R.
Race car. You can't just... A normal person cannot just get into a race car.
I didn't say it was a vehicle that a normal person...
No.
I never said it was a vehicle that a normal person goes on. I said a vehicle. That could be a plane, a helicopter. I mean, it's neither of those, because that's fucking stupid answers. But it's a race car.
Can I have another riddle?
No. I didn't prepare another one.
I have a riddle for you.
Go on, then.
Who's a giant bellend who came up with this stupid idea that fans don't want to see anymore?
Oh, I'll take that. That's me, and I got the riddle right.
No.
So, add that to the win board!
What, my win board?
No, my win board!
You have a
win board. Added!
You don't have a win board. You don't have...
So we may as well talk about the elephant in the room that we talked about on the live stream, which affected last week's episode. Keelan is out of the hospital! Yes, that's copywritten. Keelan is out of the hospital. He is home. He's not here. He's gone back to his home. Not here home. Isn't it weird at phrases?
There's also a nightclub around here called Home, which is even more confusing.
He is about 90% recovered. He's still a little bit woozy from everything that's happened.
I don't blame him.
But it is good news. He's at home. He's in a comfortable environment. He's not having people shitting around him. Old people shitting. That's what he's told us.
And
he's told us that. People have been shitting next to him because he's the NHS does not give him a private room.
But that's the NHS. You don't get private rooms.
That's not the point.
That's why you go private if you want a private room.
Shut the fuck
up. Or you do what I do, is you go into a hospital where there's no more beds, so they stick you in a private room, but it's on the NHS.
The day after Hell in a Cell, we've neglected to mention this, because I completely forgot it was happening. The day after Hell in a Cell, TNA's fate was decided. Was it going to file for bankruptcy because it had... I don't know, about 20 different lawsuits, including one from the president, Billy Corgan.
No, Billy Corgan is not the president.
He's the on-screen president, though.
Oh, I thought you meant like Barack Obama.
No, fuck off. Right, you're just being a dickhead. Add that to the loss board.
No, you can't do that! We can dance and play,
we can leave you. Andy, you've been following this story a little bit closer than I have.
Yes.
What has been going on? We will talk about Hell in a Cell in a minute, but what has been going on with TNA?
Okay, so... Billy Corgan basically said that the money that he put into the company gave him a controlling stake in TNA's parent company, Impact Ventures. Unfortunately, the court didn't see it that way, because in Tennessee, what you have to do is, if you want a controlling stake, all the parties that own a stake in the company have to unanimously agree that this guy is going to be the guy that runs the company, essentially.
Right.
That didn't happen. So Billy Corgan kind of failed then to acquire Dixie Carter's controlling stake in TNA, which basically means that Billy Corgan is now kind of out of the picture, because he's been, I think he's been paid back some of his money. But the point is, Billy Corgan is now completely out of the picture, and Dixie Carter is still controlling the company, which is weird, because you don't really have much of a company anymore. So basically, what is happening is, it sounds like the company Anthem, that owns the Fight Network, is the more likely group, if you like, that are going to take over TNA and buy TNA out. But bearing in mind that TNA has so many lawsuits still against them, including the Tennessee government themselves,
for not paying their taxes.
Not paying their taxes. The list is endless. We could be here all day. So essentially, that Billy Corgan is now completely out of the picture, and from what I can tell, I'm not, you know, the greatest at this because I'm not a lawyer, but by the sound of things, Dixie still runs TNA as of this recording, which could change.
It could change very quickly. And I've got to say, I'm genuinely shocked. I did believe when I heard that the story was broken, and, you know, Billy Corgan was suing TNA. He had, a restraining order against Dixie Carter, I believe, as well. He filed a restraining order against her.
Oh, yeah, the other thing he did, which was really stupid, was he defined insolvency based on TNA's ability to repay its loans, which obviously they couldn't. But these obligations were not technically due at the time of her ruling, which became due, due this last Tuesday.
So basically, it was the day after.
Yeah, so if he had filed this thing sooner, he would have been okay. He would have probably got TNA, weirdly enough. If he said, it's Tuesday and they owe me money, he may have got TNA. But because he didn't do that, and he did it like a week or a couple of days beforehand, LOL, you don't get TNA. It's like the weirdest loophole I've ever heard of in anything ever.
I'm just genuinely shocked. I thought that this was going to be, it was going to be it for the Dixie Carter era of TNA. I thought Billy Corgan was going to take it, and I wasn't going to say he was going to save it, but there's a chance that he would have rebranded the company, restructured it. That's not going to happen. But there are rumors going around that Dixie is going to sell the majority of her shares off to the Fight Network, and they will become the majority owner, which means that they get the final say over the company. What the Fight Network will do with TNA is yet to be decided, if, of course, they get the ownership. What do you think would happen if the Fight Network gets it? Bearing in mind that the company is losing a lot of money, they have just lost. This is another bit of news that we can kind of rope into this story. They've just lost the UK Challenge TV's deal.
Okay, so those who are living in America, our transatlantic cousins may not
know. To be fair, we have mentioned this a couple of times, but we might have new listeners.
Yeah, so basically Challenge TV over here is not a major TV station, but it's a TV station that's available on every single platform of television.
It's free. It's a free channel, yeah. And you've got to bear in mind, WWE, we don't get it on cable here. You've got to have a subscription service.
Satellite subscription service.
Yeah, you have to have that, and it has to be to Sky Sports. If you don't have that, you don't get WWE.
Unless you have the network, and then you have to wait a month, and then you can get all the pay-per-views. The point is that, weirdly enough, Challenge is owned by Sky. I didn't know that. Which is a weird scenario, because Sky...
You're going off in a tangent, buddy.
Yeah, whatever. So the point is that it's a free network here, and that's what made TNA such a major success, is because you needed to pay an X amount a month to just watch WWE, Raw, SmackDown, Main Event, and all that crap. So TNA have lost that deal as of January, I believe. That's it.
Yeah.
Done.
And we were one of their biggest markets, if not probably their biggest international
market.
Because
you could just watch it for free.
But you got to remember, it was a lot of time was put into this, because also we had the TNA British Boot Camp, where we had Rockstar Spud, who was the other one? Someone else went there. I can't remember, but someone else. They had two seasons of that. They've come over here several times. We've been to Wembley Arena.
Their shows do well here.
They sell out shows. And you've got to compare it to the ones in America where, they can barely draw 500 people?
Yeah.
Like, for example, right? You know, WWE is making a big deal that the Royal Rumble is at the Alamo Dome this year. Well, next year, technically. But it's coming up.
Yes.
It's one of the biggest stadiums in Texas. It can sit, 60,000 people. TNA held an event in the Alamo Dome. They had to corner off 3/4 of the arena because they couldn't fill it. Well, okay, I'm just trying to go off my memory here.
Yeah, and that's the thing, where NXT TakeOver London was, TNA sold that same building out.
Yeah.
And it's not good. They've lost a major partner. Now, I don't know what TV network over here would want to touch TNA with even a barge pole. So they're buggered here.
But do you want to know what it is? Because Challenge made the statement saying that they were letting go of TNA. They said it was time to move on, sort of thing. It was very, very professional, very upbeat about it. But then TNA released their own statement. And they said that they thanked Challenge. They thanked the UK fans. They're looking forward to finding a new home. Yada, yada, yada. Do you know what they said was the reason why they've been kicked off Challenge?
Spoilers.
Spoilers! They said that in 2016, it is inevitable that spoilers will get out. In 2016, that the fact that we get TNA 3 to 5 days after America is one of the reasons why it has killed it. I would severely disagree with that.
Yeah, I as a British person, would say that TNA, why it's been cancelled from Challenge TV, is because it's crap. That is the main reason why.
It's not down to, it can't be down to terrible production value and awful fucking storylines. It can't be.
A terrible product.
No, just a terrible product overall. It can't be down to that. No, it has to be down to spoilers, because clearly, people like you and me, I've got to be honest, I don't know what the fuck's going on in TNA at the moment.
All I know is, Brother Nero, I knew you'd come.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I realise about. I couldn't tell you who the world champion is right now.
I think it's Eddie Edward. But the point is, it's just...
But the thing is, you said you think. Who's a WWE champion?
AJ Styles.
Who's a Universal champion?
Kevin Owens.
Who's a TNA champion?
Eddie Edwards?
That says it all, really. They are still being afloat, because the reason why this is a big knock effect was because their international markets is what has been keeping TNA rolling on for so long, right? To the point where everyone's saying TNA just needs to shut up shop now. It's gone past the sell-by date.
We argued for years they need to stop doing shows overseas, in the United States, and just do them here.
Yeah.
Because they do so well, and they draw...
We have said that. It was a bit of a controversial remark that we've said. I remember Keelan disagreeing with us about it. But I honestly thought that was the best way for TNA to survive, and we knew it was on the downhill. Now they can't even have that. The only other major market they've got is, I believe, India. They have a channel in India. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's a Sony channel. But there's rumours that they're going to lose that soon. Do you want to know why there's rumours that they're going to lose that?
Why is that?
When they got the television deal for India, one of the agreements was that they would have to tour India once a year. Have they toured India?
No,
they haven't toured India. They've actually been breaching their contract with their television deal in India because of that. They aren't living up to their agreement of doing a tour in India. So, if they lose that... But you know what? I want to say that TNA's gone. Since the summer, this company has been holding on somehow. It has been going against everything. It's been going against fucking logic. How is it still alive? It was meant to die before Slammiversary. How is it still alive?
I The whole thing that is just peculiar about this whole thing is the one guy that was keeping this thing alive. TNA successfully figured out a way to take him out of the picture. What? He was the guy that literally saved Slammiversary. He literally saved your tapings after that. He kind of helped with Bound for Glory and kind of helped with the money for the tapings after that. And you've now completely and utterly got him out of the picture. If I was TNA, I'd be like, oh, please, Billy, give us more money. Please, God, please. Not, fuck you, Billy. Like, I don't get the logic in that.
Your bank account's too tight too, Billy! No.
And I just don't know. I just don't know. I don't get it. Is Dixie that stubborn that she would rather let this thing just die than have someone else run it?
Like, it's a vanity. No, TNA is a vanity project for a wealthy family. I think I read that somewhere online. It was a Hall of Famer. I can't remember who said it. But it's a vanity project. That's what it is. It's being kept alive because Dixie Carter doesn't want to be embarrassed.
Bit late for that.
She'd rather see the... I said it weeks ago. She'd rather see the ship sink than in someone else's hands. And that's not how you run a business. Surely you should just think, right, this isn't working out. I'm not very good at this.
Not paying your taxes is how you should
not paying your employees.
I mean, I don't want to go into that, but like...
I mean, for example, Aaron Stevens, who plays Damian Sandow, who plays Aaron Rex now on TNA, he changed his Twitter handle from, I think it was Aaron Rex TNA, to Aaron Storts. Leading speculation that he could be leaving. There's been no rumours that he has. But he's clear, TNA staff and stars have said that if they didn't get paid by a certain week, that they would officially declare themselves as...
Good on him. I mean, what... There's only so much you can do where you just think, oh fuck it. They've breached the contract because they're not. If I went into work and
you don't have a job.
If I went into a workplace and they went, oh, we're not going to pay you, I would turn around and I would get out and I'd.
No, it's not that. No, you will get paid, but not this month. We'll pay you when we can.
I would literally get up and leave straight away. And I'd be like, when you can pay me, I'll come back. Because that's called slave labour.
But TNA, the best way to put it, TNA is a cockroach and it's somehow surviving the Armageddon here. By all theories of nature and law of physics...
They have no money.
They should be dead.
They should have
died 5 months ago.
They have minus money.
And somehow they're still alive. And I don't understand how they're doing it. I don't know if fucking Dixie Carter's got a deal with the devil himself to keep the business alive. Because there's no rhyme or reason as to how this company is still putting on shows to this day.
It probably helps that they taped about 9 million shows in advance.
Oh, yeah, but apparently that's what caused them to lose their fucking sponsorship or their TV deal.
Oh, here's a, oh my God, a light bulb just went off. How about don't do that then? How about actually don't tape 5,000 shows in advance? Oh, wait, you have no money, so why don't you just sell the company to someone who has money so then you don't have to lose all these deals? It's not hard. It's, I'm not... Alan Sugar, I am not Richard Branson. I am not a entrepreneur by any stretch of the imagination. But even I know, if you have no money, you are 100%, categorically, without any doubt in my mind, you are screwed. So why don't you just sell it off to someone who could put some money into it? And you could have a stake in the company, like 1%. And you'd still maybe get some money out of it. Maybe.
And here's the thing, right? Sorry. This is the thing why the bullshit answer of spoilers doesn't work. If you put on a decent product, it wouldn't matter about spoilers. People would still tune in because you could find out, oh, Eddie Edwards has beaten jobber number 3.
And in some ways, spoilers could be a good thing.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it could be like, okay, so we know that Final Deletion 9's coming on this week, and we know that the Hardys take on, I don't know, Meek Man, for example, right?
That might eventually happen.
Right? But, and the Hardys win, right? We can read that in the spoilers, but I'd want to watch that.
Yeah.
I'd want to see, reading about it wouldn't be enough for me. I'd want to watch it. So the spoilers doesn't make sense. And here's the other thing.
Okay.
A lot of wrestling shows tape their shows. I don't really like to talk about What Culture on here because they're one of my main clients, so I try to keep them separate from the Supla world. But when WCPW, they tape their shows, and I know I was a cameraman for their first set of tapings. They filmed their shows a whole month in 2 days, right? Two whole days. And yet that company is actually growing.
And not only that, I mean, one of the biggest spoilers to be ever given on live television was Tony Schiavone, or if that's how his name's pronounced, said that Mick Foley was going to win the WWF title at the time. And everyone was like, fuck yeah, and then went to watch it. And that was a taped show. Now, I'm saying that either don't tape 500 shows in advance and then complain that people are not going to watch them, or sell the company to someone who has money and do live shows every week.
Because here's another example,
there
right?
We go.
Remember when SmackDown was taped?
Yeah.
Now, the reason why SmackDown started to fail as a show was not because it was taped. It's because it was treated as a companion show to Raw. It was treated like there was no fucking repercussions on SmackDown. Like, it didn't matter what happened on SmackDown. All you needed to watch is Raw. No one cared about SmackDown.
Yeah, but SmackDown...
But remember in 2002?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Right? When you had Kurt Angle, Chris Benoit, Edge, Rey Mysterio...
Rocky Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar, Eddie Guerrero, Chavo Guerrero. You had...
I wouldn't put Chavo Guerrero in that list.
Well, okay, Los Guerreros as a tag team.
Okay, that's better.
Right? You had these talented wrestlers. Even Triple H was on SmackDown for a short period of time. Chris Jericho was on SmackDown. Right? You had these talented wrestlers on SmackDown. The fact that it was taped didn't matter. So... the idea of it being spoilers doesn't make sense. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about that anymore because we've ranted about it for nearly 20 minutes.
Yes. So this is a mess. And okay, so let's look at the possible scenarios then. We said the Fight Network, basically the Fight Network, would own TNA majority, right? So okay, what in the hell are they going to do? I mean, that's a conflict of interest with them because they own the company, Anthem, own the Fight Network. So, would Pop get annoyed with that? Does that mean they could do two shows a week? Just stick it on the Fight Network? What? Is the Fight Network in the US? Is it just in Canada?
I don't know. I feel like I don't know enough to really speculate what's going to happen.
This is the thing, like, I can't see anyone wanting to buy this thing at this point. This thing is... It's got a
terrible reputation.
Not just that, a chronic amount of debt. The people that they've just brought in are like, nope. And I just let it go away. I'm sick of talking about it. Let it go.
You heard us. Copyright!
Oh, shit. So, yeah, I just frozen this. Let it go. I just hate it.
And on that, we will talk about Hell in a Cell next, right after this break.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Everybody's talking at me.
Bullet Club versus The Shield asks, or says, hey guys, can we all agree that TNA not dying in 2016 is the biggest botch of the year? Yep.
I think we agree on that one.
Next, Lindo. Lindo says, if you guys could book a stable of four guys with Paul Heyman as their manager, who would be in it and what would you call it? So I would have Derek. I would have, don't laugh, Derek, Jeff, Harambe, and Barry. And they would be called the Bellends.
I guess I'd keep Brock Lesnar. I'd put AJ Styles in there. Why not make it cross-brand? I don't see why it has to just be stuck to Raw. I think Kevin Owens would be a good fit as well.
Was this a serious question?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
You can change your answer after I finish mine. And Rusev. I think Rusev would also fit in there. In terms of the name, I don't think they need a stable name, to be honest. I think the four of them together is enough. I don't think they'd need a stable, because they could just be the Paul Heyman guys, I guess. I mean, I know that's a terrible name for a stable, which is why I said they shouldn't be called a stable. They should just be called... It should just be four guys that kind of work together, because they're all connected. Talk.
I would have... Kevin Owens.
I picked Kevin.
I would have...
Why do you look like someone's just...
Samoa
Joe, interesting choice. What is wrong with your face, E.T.?
I'm not E.T. Nakamura for some reason.
Oh my god, this isn't a riddle!
AJ Styles, and we'll call them the...
So basically the team that I put, but you just swapped... Two of them out.
We'll call them the...
It's not a riddle! We'll
call them the Stables of Stables. The Stable of Stables.
I don't know why we have you comment on shit. Your ideas are terrible.
I need time to think about these things. Okay! Void Storm, about Goldberg and Brock Lesnar. He says, I know probably...
She? Are you assuming their gender?
She. It. They,
wow!
It could be a robot. Like a bot? No?
Friggin'!
I know it's probably best that Goldberg loses because Brock is still here to stay for a while and this is probably Goldberg's last match. But goddamn, I hate Brock. I just want to see a good Goldberg match in this day and age. Well, LOL, you're not going to get that because Goldberg hasn't trained for like 14 years.
And he still apparently hasn't gone into the ring yet.
And when he did, he fell over, so... This is going to be great. The match that no one wanted to see. Goldberg falls on his ass.
Brilliant.
Goldberg. God damn.
This is a match that WWE has convinced themselves that the fans want, what no one's ever asked for.
Vince, look at me. 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 Where's the camera? Is it there? 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 Vince, look at me. No one wants this. No one has and no one will. They didn't want it with WrestleMania 20. They don't want it now. Especially when Goldberg is 906 years old and falls on his ass when he tries to do something that no one could understand what he was trying to do and then tries to save it by looking around in Rusev with a jackhammer. And Rusev's probably like, why am I getting buried again for a 500-year-old dinosaur?
I think Goldberg's going to go over, to be honest.
I think this thing needs to stop.
I think this thing is going to be a disaster. I think it's a... Absolute. Just look at the past 2 weeks on Raw, right?
Utter disaster. No, the first one is Vince's own fault, because he's an idiot. And here's why. You're in Minnesota. The guy was... He went to uni there, right? That's where he won his amateur wrestling stuff, right? That's what he did there, okay? He's basically a hometown guy. That's like me going back home and Vince going, I want everyone to boo you. Like, what? That doesn't make sense. Of course they're going to cheer and say Goldberg sucks. Duh. Vince, are you feeling okay? Do you need to, like, just stop? I mean, just... Who thought that was a good idea? Seriously, what goes through his head is something I would love to know. One day, I might get to interview the guy, and I'll go, Brock was in Minnesota, and you were like, LOL, he'll get booed. What were you thinking?
I just wouldn't have had anyone show up that week. Just do a video package.
Just don't have... That's like going to Miami and you're expecting The Rock to get booed.
No, that's like going to Hell in a Cell and expecting Sasha to be the biggest heel of the night.
Oh, it's like the time when Stone Cold turned heel in Texas and everyone still cheered anyway. It's like he doesn't learn. What's wrong with him?
I'm not looking forward to this match. I don't care, to be honest. If I had to put money on it, I'd say Goldberg will go over because it's in his contract. And even though he is about the age of a dinosaur, he will somehow, after 14 years of never wrestling and slipping on his ass when fighting Rusev, will somehow be able to beat Brock Lesnar. We're not even Roman Reigns, which, by the way, is just terrible booking also, right? Because if someone who works full-time for the company, such as Dean Ambrose, right? Dean Ambrose did not go over at WrestleMania. In fact, it was a fucking terrible match.
That whole WrestleMania was a waste of time. I don't think it's canon.
It's not canon. No,
nothing that happened was canon.
Right? Dean Ambrose didn't go over to Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar's a part-timer. Dean Ambrose is a full-timer. Goldberg's got a one-off deal. If Brock can't beat that, does that mean that someone who hasn't wrestled for 14 years can beat someone who wrestles once every 6 months, who can beat someone who wrestles every fucking week?
It's almost
the logic doesn't make sense.
It's almost as if when I said 3 years ago, part-timers is not a good idea. I like being right. Being right is good. Why? 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 And it's not like as if people are tuning in to see Goldberg. Like I said, like, I don't know if it was the Hell in a Cell thing, but when I said to my friends that, oh, hey, Goldberg's coming back, they're like, isn't he 912? That was their reaction. They're like, I don't want to see that because, guess what, Liam?
What?
He's 912 years old!
No one... And the thing is, even if that was not a factor, right? Even if that was not a factor, let's just remember his last match with Brock Lesnar, right?
Oh, that went swimmingly well.
I know!
That went so well.
The fans totally didn't fucking shit on it and gave no fucks about the match.
I don't understand why Paul Heyman then just doesn't go, this is stupid. Why didn't he go, well, this is dumb. We're in Minnesota, Brock's old stomping ground, because now he lives in Canada. Should we just not do this? Should we just do this next week? Ironically, if they did it next week, it might have been okay. But hey, you fucking idiot.
Everybody's talking at me.
So we may as well now discuss Hell in a Cell.
Oh, yeah.
What we were originally supposed to be reviewing.
Oh, another pay-per-view that's not canon.
Another pay-per-view that is not canon. I kind of just want to skip everything and talk about the main event.
Yeah, what was... Okay, so are you trying to tell me that this is Sasha Banks' hometown? This is like the opposite to Brock. This is... Why do they not like people winning in their hometown? What's wrong with...
joke in WWE that if you're in your hometown, you have to lose.
It's like we did it to Bret Hart, LOL. Like, no.
Gotta keep it going.
No, and it was great back then. Like... No, it wasn't even back then. Okay, so, all right. So, going into this should have been the biggest moment in women's professional wrestling history. This should have been it. This should have been the fucking WrestleMania quality. This is it. That you can't get better than this. It's a hell in a freaking cell, and it's the main event, and there are two women inside of a hell in a cell in a main event of a pay-per-view. This should have been the single greatest thing ever in the history of the business for women. Hands down, this was it. This is the promised land. You've made it. Congratulations. After years of bra and panties matches, fucking years of...
Schoolgirls, battle royals.
And wrestling in mud. This is it. Like, women are now treated the same as men. Halla-fucking-luja, you've finally caught up with the rest of humanity. Well done. Congratulations, Vince. You're not stuck in the 1980s. And then guess what happens? The hometown person loses. Why? Why the fuck did you think that was a... Why is that a good idea? Seriously, you couldn't end this one a feel-good moment, could you, Vince? No, it had to be. It literally had to be Charlotte wins LOL. That's a new meme. I want that to be a meme. I don't care if she... It's almost like you should have ended it now because she has this unbeaten pay-per-view streak. I don't get it.
So, I kind of want to talk about the leader.
Sasha nearly died in that match, going through that table.
Yeah, I know. I kind of want to talk going into this match. So we said in the Hell in a Cell live stream that we're not... I wasn't that convinced that this match should main event. I feel like it was... There was rumours that it wasn't going to main event. There was rumours that it was. Apparently Vince was a big guy who said he didn't want it to main event the show. Everyone else said, well, it's either got to open the show, which Roman and Rusev did, or it has to be on at the end. It cannot be on in the middle, because if it goes on in the middle, people will leave afterwards, right?
Yeah.
So, Vince decided to finally fuck off, man up, and let the women finally main event a pay-per-view. And like Andy said, it should have been one of the biggest things ever. But my problem isn't that Sasha didn't win. My problem is that it stems from my comments during the live stream that we did for Hell in a Cell. I do not feel that that match should have main evented, right? Heck, I don't feel that match should have been in Hell in a Cell. The story has not been interesting. They have not done anything remotely to prove that they should have done that in Hell in a Cell. Heck, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Sasha and fucking Charlotte teamed up to dropkick Rusev out of the ring. You wouldn't see Undertaker and Mankind do that to Steve Austin 2 weeks before, would you?
The thing is, I don't want to make comparisons with UFC, but I'm going to. With Ronda Rousey, because I feel like they've tried to emulate this as much as possible and they've failed. So with Ronda, she literally fought her way to getting into the UFC to convince Dana White. Because literally Dana White at one point said, women will never fight in an octagon. It will never happen. You will never see it. The pay-per-view buys and the TV ratings and her entertaining fights convinced him that it was like, all right, fine. Fight in my UFC cage and then if it's good, we'll see where it goes from there. And people tune in and they're like, all right, have a main event of a UFC pay-per-view. And loads of people bought the pay-per-view. With this, it's like the opposite. They've just kind of forced this.
No, I'll tell you exactly what it is.
They forced it. They forced it. Like, yeah, we're women. We're
fighting around ourselves. I'll tell you exactly what it is, right?
They should have earned this kind of...
I'll tell you exactly what this is. It's reverse sexism. Right? So everyone says that sexism is about, oh, well, you're discriminating against the women because they're women. This is reverse sexism in my eyes.
Is it like positive sexism? Is that the term?
That might be the term. I'm okay. Using reverse because I like to make up my own fucking term, so fuck you, I do what I say.
Okay.
Right? What it is, oh, they're women. We're going to put them in a Hell in a Cell because that's never happened before. Oh, they're women. We're going to put them in the main event of a pay-per-view because women have never main evented a pay-per-view. Well, guess what? Neither have cruiserweights. But lo and behold, that's not a fucking thing. Hashtag give cruiserweights a chance. Hashtag stop putting them in fucking six-man matches.
And purple robes.
Like, that is, you put them in the main event.
Just because they're women.
You put them in a Hell in a Cell just because they're women, not because the story. If the story, like if it was Trish and Lita, like their heated rivalry, I would get it.
Yeah, this is the thing, like,
but there's been no lead up. Like, they haven't had, like, okay, why didn't they have an actual lead up like the men have? We've had this issue. We discussed this on the live stream that Hell in a Cell is no longer the big thing that it is now, where that is it. This is what we're doing to end your fucking feud. Remember, I gave the perfect example in Shawn Michaels and Triple H 2002 to 2004. That feud that lasted nearly 2 years ended in a Hell in a Cell. That's what the whole match is made for.
They should have, if they really care about women, and if they really care about equality, it should have been, let's give them a decent feud, which is what you would do with any bloke on that roster, and then that will warrant a Hell in a Cell, and then we could just say in passing, for the first time ever, two women are inside of a cell because they want to beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah. Look at, again, going back to Shawn Michaels and Triple H, because I do think that's a damn near perfect example of how a feud should go. It lasted nearly 2 years. It started with a fucking hardcore match. Then they had a three stages of hell match. Then they main evented a pay-per-view. They main evented WrestleMania along with Chris Benoit, who we can't discuss.
You mean Steven Richards?
Steven, yeah, sorry. Right, they main evented a WrestleMania. And then they got into Hell in a Cell. They didn't just get handed it because, oh, guys, it's October, Hell in a Cell time.
But it just seemed like a PR stunt more than a wrestling match.
It was done for the sake of, oh, look, it's history. Women, they haven't done this before.
Well,
there's a lot that the women haven't done before. Has there been a women's ladder match? Don't think so.
No, when Ronda Rousey fights, when Holly Holm fights...
Oh, by the way, I can guarantee Charlotte versus Sasha, TLC, SmackDown's got it. Oh, well, SmackDown will fucking do it now. Becky Lynch and Alexa Bliss, TLC match, main event. Why? Because they're women.
Okay, when Ronda fights, when Holly Holm fights, when Misha Tate fights, when Joanna Jędrzejczyk fights, it's because they're legit athletes on the same level as men. They're not just throwing them in a cage just because it's a fucking... Oh, they're women! Look at the women fight! Like, no, it's... They are legit the same level. They get promoted the same. They get the same publicity, the same everything as the blokes. It's not like, come see our freak show thing. Like, that's not... Like, I feel like they literally did this as... a PR thing. Just
yeah.
Like, we're progressive.
And like, don't get me wrong. I'm glad that the days of the mud wrestling swimsuit competitions are gone. I'm glad that that's happened. But what I'm not glad at is that they're giving them these opportunities just for the sake of, oh, we're making history. Not, oh, this story is genuinely compelling that has been going on for over a year and they're still fighting
because
and still
hate
each
other. Because that would be a truer form of equality in this company.
Well, that's the thing. The women really, even now, have not really had... They've not been booked in a strong storyline. The strongest storyline that's involved a woman that I can remember in recent years is AJ Lee, when she got involved with Daniel Bryan and CM Punk in the main event of the WWE Championship scene.
But
that was still involving the blokes.
Yeah, but with two women... There's nothing. There's literally nothing in WWE history that I can think of that would be like the female equivalent of, I don't want to say Rock and Austin, but the female equivalent of a John Cena something else match. Like, it doesn't exist. And it still doesn't exist. And that's...
Despite how much they want to push that it's Nikki Bella.
But this is stupid.
They want to push that Nikki Bella is the John Cena of the women's division.
Yeah, but no, because... She's from a previous era. The reason she's in the company is because she was a part of a Divas surge.
Mm.
So she's still that kind of weird remnant of the old era where women were treated like objects. And she even kind of still dresses up like a diva, so...
Well, yeah, she wears the tiny fucking black shorts and fucking...
And starts doing this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my back, fuck. I've really done my back into... I'm not doing that again.
He can pull his back, but he can't pull a girl. That's the fucking...
I find that deeply ironic when we're talking about equality. Well done.
Brilliant.
I think...
But I just want to throw this out. I'm not sure if any girls do listen to the show or watch the show. I don't know. But if we do have any lady members of the Supla City residency, I'd love to know what they think, because it's all well and good two blokes talking about it.
I mean, we are like the worst to comment on any social justice things. We are
cis white males.
We are straight white men. We are the worst. Yeah. Everyone hates us. Like, we say an opinion, they go, fuck you, you're a white guy. Fuck you, you're straight. Fuck you, you're blokes. Fuck you. Like, I'm like, oh, I want to change. I want equality too. What the fuck?
You know, you can just come out of the closet and that's fine.
No, I'm straight.
But I'd love to know what the lady members of Supla City residency would like to say. What do you think? Do you think that the women... Are you glad that women finally managed to main event a pay-per-view? Get off your fucking phone.
Oh, there's a cruiserweight thing happening.
Oh, right, yes. We'll talk about the cruiserweight thing real quick. Are you glad that this has happened? Or do you agree with us? Do you think that this was only handed to the women because they're women and that they didn't earn it because the story... And I want to stress, it's not because of them being women, it's because the story that the women were in was not compelling enough to warrant a Hell in a Cell match, let alone the main event.
Like with the Iron Man match with NXT, with Sasha...
Bayley and Sasha, that completely deserved it. That made sense.
That's fine, but this is Hell in a Cell.
Did it deserve it, or do you think that we're wrong? Do you think it was a compelling storyline and it did deserve to be what it is? Let us know in the comments below.
Well, we have some breaking news. Put that bit in. Alright, so, WWE has announced a new Cruiserweight Division show coming to the WWE Network later this month. The show 205 Live will showcase the Cruiserweight Division and will be a live show called by Mauro Ranallo and Corey Graves. The show will air from the same location as SmackDown and then it will go live when that show ends. Wow, that's a stupid idea. The Cruiserweights will be working both TV tapings during the week, and Talking Smack will move to 11 p.m. Eastern. Wow, that's late.
So, okay, what's going to happen with NXT? Because I thought it was they were being shared between Raw and NXT. You know what? You want to be a fucking cruiserweight. You get all over the place now.
Yeah, I mean, so by the looks of things, they're having their own show, and I don't know what this will do for Raw. It might. I don't know. It doesn't really. This weird press thing doesn't say much, but from what I can gather, like, this sounds like they're taking them off Raw because it's not really working. Because, oh hey, that's what happens when you don't introduce people properly, and have purple ropes. But the only thing as well is that having that after SmackDown probably isn't a good idea, because what I would do is I would put that show on before, because that would pump up the crowd, because, like, flips. And then,
yeah, I don't think I don't think this is a show that, I mean, it's ironic, we're kind of bookending the show with the same kind of topic of live and taped.
See, it comes full circle.
But I think this is a show, because the Cruiserweight Classics were taped, except for the final, which was a live show.
Yes.
A live show, why don't you do it like it is in NXT? Like, that can be, the Cruiserweight main event, or pay-per-view, can be a live show.
Yeah, but I'm guessing they would have to rent out Full Sail every week, and I think they just
probably... No, I'm not saying that. They can still do it at SmackDown. Like you said, it can pump up the crowd.
Right.
Because don't forget, it's a bit lopsided at the moment. Raw has 3 hours, SmackDown has 2 hours.
So this basically makes SmackDown a three-hour show.
Yeah, but you can use the Cruiserweights to hype up SmackDown.
Yeah, flip it the other way around.
Yeah, but you can record it. So they still have those big arenas. But then, I don't know, I was going to say you could have the live shows at the NXT arena, but then maybe because they're wrestling normally in front of the SmackDown crowd and they go to a smaller arena for the bigger shows. I don't know. It's very difficult to kind of talk about it, but I don't think that you could tape it and then release it on the Thursday. So, because then it won't clash with NXT. And what's on Thursday? Superstars? Who gives a fuck about Superstars?
Nobody. So, I mean, it we'll have to see how it goes. I if they get rid of the purple ropes and everything and just...
That doesn't necessarily bother me. I think it's branding. What does bother me is that I just don't feel like they... WWE has only... Raw, should I say, the Raw creative team have only taken on the Cruiserweights because they've been told to, and I don't think they really know what they're doing.
No.
Don't forget, I think it was last week, not this week, but last week, there was only one Cruiserweight match, and it wasn't even a long match.
So, we'll see how this one goes. So, I think that's probably a good way to end. I've been told to plug everything, so this is what I'm going to do now. Why are you looking at me like I'm an idiot?
Not looking at you. I'm not looking.
You are kind of on the camera. So, you can find us at supla.com. We write articles sometimes, and we post news. But you
clearly
can also
not reading this off some script.
We can also... We also have the broadcast, which you can listen to, where we don't talk about wrestling and we talk about other things, mostly. You can also find us on WrestlePundit.com. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just put in the Supla, you'll find us. And if you don't know where we are, put in the Supla into Google and, you know, you will find us. Great.
Hang on. We're missing one major vital plug here.
What's that?
We've got a gaming channel!
Yes, we do.
We have a gaming channel, Supla Gaming. We don't have a custom URL yet because we don't have enough subscribers. So that's a sad thing. But if you YouTube Supla Gaming, you will find it. I'm sure it's on our page on YouTube as well. If you click on the main account, you'll see it somewhere. And there should be links for it. You'll see that we do a WWE 2K17 Let's Play. There's links to the gaming channel on that video as well. So go and watch the adventures of Derek as he climbs through the ranks and gets beaten by Rusev on a regular basis. And then go and check out our other stuff. We've got some really good games coming out that we have done Let's Plays for. Andy really hates Resident Evil.
I hate Resident Evil. It's the worst game I've ever played in my life.
But go and check it out.
It's truly awful.
I have been Liam Dunn.
And I have been Andy Guan.
And we'll see you next week.